Chapter 7. My Last Home.
Christmas and New Year's Eve are happy times for some people, but not for cab drivers and their horses. During that time, we work hard and stay out late. Often, we must wait for hours in the rain or snow while people are at parties. On New Year's Eve, Jerry and I take two gentlemen to a party in a big house.
Come back for us at 11 o'clock and don't be late,
says one of the gentlemen. At 11 o'clock, we are in front of the big house, but the gentlemen are not there. It is a very cold night and it is snowing.
The church bell says it's midnight, says Jerry. But the gentlemen are not here.
We continue to wait in the cold. At 1:15, the door of the big house opens and the two gentlemen come out. They do not say a word to Jerry, and we take them home. When we get home, Jerry cannot speak, and he coughs a lot. He dries me and puts a warm blanket on my back. The next morning, Harry comes to give me oats and water. He pats my neck gently and says,
My father is very ill. He can't drive his cab anymore. He must find another job. We must sell you to another cab driver. I'm very sorry, dear old friend.
Dolly comes and kisses me. Then she starts crying.
Goodbye, old friend.
I am very sad to leave Jerry and his family. My new master is Nicholas Skinner. He has black eyes and black hair and a loud voice. He drives an old cab in a bad part of London. He often whips my back and my head. He is a cruel master, but I always do my best. I eat little and work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is no time to rest or to talk to other horses. My life is very unhappy. One morning, we go to the railway station and pick up a lady, a man, a young girl, and a little boy. They have a lot of heavy luggage. Skinner puts all the luggage in the cab. The young girl comes and looks at me.
Father,
she says,
this poor horse can't take us and all our luggage. He is weak and thin. Please come and look at him.
What nonsense,
says the man.
Get in the cab at once and be quiet.
I start to pull the heavy cab to Ludgate Hill. Then I try to climb the hill, but I feel weak. Suddenly, I fall to the ground. I try to get up, but I cannot.
Oh, the poor horse,
cries the young girl.
We are cruel.
A young man throws some cold water on my head and I slowly get up. Skinner takes me back to the stables and says,
You're working very hard. Rest for a week and then I must sell you at the horse fair. You're not a good horse for my cab.
The horses at the fair are old and tired, and the people are not rich gentlemen. They are farmers. A farmer and his grandson stop in front of me.
Look at this horse, William,
says the farmer.
He is tired and thin, but he is handsome. He comes from a good family. Look at his neck and ears.
The young boy pats my face, and I put my nose in his hand.
Look, Grandfather, he likes me,
says William.
Do you like him?
Asks the grandfather.
Yes, I like him a lot,
says the young boy happily. The grandfather looks at my teeth and my legs.
Well, I'm buying him for you, William,
says the grandfather.
You must look after him. You must feed him and groom him every day. You can make him feel better. He is your responsibility.
Oh, thank you, Grandfather,
says William, kissing him.
I promise to look after him.
William and Mr. Turner take me to their stables. I have a big, clean stall with lots of oats and fresh water. There is a small meadow outside where I can eat grass and enjoy the sun. Young William is a perfect master.
Now you must rest, Beauty,
says William.
Soon you can run in the meadow with the other horses.
Mr. Turner works on the farm, and sometimes he comes to see me. He looks at my legs and my teeth. Then he talks to me and gives me some sugar.
Black Beauty is feeling better,
says Mr. Turner to William.
His legs and knees are strong now. You're doing a good job with this horse.
William smiles and says,
Thank you, Grandfather. I love Black Beauty.
I do too,
says Mr. Turner.
He's a wonderful horse.
The Blomfield sisters are friends of Mr. Turner, and they are looking for a good horse.
Black Beauty is feeling fine now,
says Mr. Turner.
Let's take him to the Blomfield sisters and see what they say.
Yes, Grandfather,
says William.
What a good idea.
One summer day, William and Mr. Turner take me to visit their friends. Ellen Blomfield and her two sisters are happy when they see me.
This horse has a good face, and he's very handsome,
says Ellen.
I like him. Can I try him for a week?
Yes, of course,
says Mr. Turner happily. A stable boy takes me to a big stable and starts grooming me. Every morning he comes to my stall and pats me and talks to me.
Good morning, Beauty, he says. What a lovely day! You can go to the meadow today.
He grooms me and gives me an apple. Then he takes me to the meadow. I like the tall trees and the beautiful flowers. I feel better every day.
This is the same star Black Beauty has,
says the young man, looking at the white star on my face.
And this is the same white foot, too.
He looks at my back and sees a little white spot.
Oh, this is Black Beauty, he cries. Black Beauty, do you remember me? I'm Joe Green, the stable boy at Mr. Gordon's.
I put my nose in his hand. Yes, it is Joe Green. He is very happy and tells the Blomfield sisters about me. They are happy too, and they want to keep me forever. Now I am part of the Blomfield family. Ellen rides me almost every day, and I am her favourite horse. Sometimes I take her sisters to town in the carriage. My good friends, Mr. Turner and William, often come to visit me. I am finally happy in this wonderful home, because everyone loves me and I love them.